If planned program cuts go ahead at Community Living Guelph Wellington, CLGW, later this fall, Kathy Favaro says she may have no choice but to quit her job in order to care for her adult daughter. She's not alone in facing that prospect, with several hundred people affected by the agency's response to its projected $3 million funding shortfall. "I'd have to just be here with Megan all day," the Guelph woman said. "I can't afford to pay for specialized care 5 days a week. It wouldn't make sense for me to work, when my whole paycheck would be going to pay for what they call a pay-for-service model." Earlier this month, officials with CLGW, which provides programming for adults with developmental disabilities, confirmed the agency is on track to post a $3 million deficit by the end of March, which is when the fiscal year wraps up. In response, CLGW officials are set to pause its day services program, aimed at helping clients find and participate in community activities and employment support services in December. Megan, 36, is currently enrolled in the day services program 5 days per week. Accompanied by support staff, she and others do things like grocery shopping, visit retirement homes and the Humane Society, or have picnics in the park. Whatever activity they do, Favaro noted, she can take comfort knowing agency staff ensure participants' needs are met and they're safe. "I feel like I won the lottery when she was able to get in 5 days a week," Favaro said. "There's people in that program that she's gone all through school with. These are her lifelong friends. And to have that removed is just, it's heartbreaking." The DeVries household in Palmerston is facing similar struggles with the pending program cuts. Rebecca, 37, takes part in the day program Tuesdays through Fridays, providing her parents an opportunity for work and respite. "She really enjoys the social time," mother Linda DeVries said, "and it gives us time to have our own lives. It just makes such a huge difference in her life, in our lives." Rebecca has been participating in the day program for about 20 years. "She considers the staff her friends as much as the other participants," DeVries said, noting she started an online petition aimed at raising awareness of the pending cuts. "It's not just a local issue," she said. "I'd like to help families throughout Ontario." Started on October 5, the petition garnered 1,809 digital signatures by midday October 26. Layoff notices have begun to go out to affected staff, a CLGW spokesperson noted in a provided statement. "More cost-saving measures are needed. We are exploring all of our options and remain committed to serving the people we support," the statement reads. "We remain hopeful that CLGW can restore the reliable and sustainable support our community expects and deserves." Community and Social Services, CLGW's funder, to push for improved funding and immediate support. However, at this time, no funding guarantees have been made. There is a severe funding shortfall for community living organizations throughout the province, explained Sandra McDonald, president of CUPE Local 4392 and a 15-year day program staff member. "It's causing a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety," McDonald said of news of the upcoming cuts have impacted staff. She notes many of the employees have spent 20 to 30 years with community living and have developed strong relationships with clients and their families. "Our hearts are broken for them." Under CUPE's collective bargaining agreement, those in eliminated staff positions have an opportunity to bump others with less seniority and take on their position. In the end, the people who have spent the least time working at community living will be laid off. For Guelph resident Judy Overland, the program cutbacks are concerning, but she worries CLGW's residential programs will soon be on the chopping block. "We don't know where this is headed," Overland said, explaining her 58-year-old son, Paul, has lived at CLGW-run homes for more than 15 years. "Where are these people supposed to go? It's been his home for quite a while."